First, we begin in Cleveland, where community leaders are working to convince people to keep the peace as a judge there decides a controversial case against a white police officer. Officer Michael Brillo is accused of voluntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black couple in a car chase 3 years ago. Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson is calling for calm, and he's joined by former NFL player Reggie Rucker of the Cleveland Browns, who now runs the Cleveland Peacemakers Alliance. Reggie, what are you doing to prevent a potential violent outburst when this verdict comes down?
Well, it began yesterday, actually. We'll work with anyone, but we know where the issues are. And the issues are with young black boys and white police officers. That's the issue in America, basically. And we deploy violence interrupters throughout the streets of Cleveland in the what we call the hot spots. And my violence interrupters are not necessarily do you have to be, but typically they are ex-gang members, ex-felons who have turned their lives around. We have vetted them. And what we do is we rely on our street credibility and the relationships that we have with the gang leaders and the shot callers out there. Because in this instance, we want to identify the outsiders who are coming into our community to do and to create and to try to disrupt the normal flow, and we don't want our city burning. We don't want shootings. We don't want innocent people hurt. This Cleveland is different. I grew up in D.C., so I know Baltimore, and those are bigger communities. They have a bigger footprint. Cleveland is a community where we know what's going on in the streets here, and from across the board, my people. There's very little that can happen in this community that we don't know about. We're a big, small community, if you get my drift.
And you're a big figure in that community.
Well, yes. I've been here for 40 years now, 40 years, and this is my home, and I love this place. And also, I love my people. And I'm not ashamed to say that I'm interested in protecting the lives of black people and seeing if they can rise up beyond what we're dealing with.
Well, let me ask you, Reggie, specifically about what you're doing now and how you bring your own credibility and street credibility, in fact, from growing up in a considerable amount of deprivation in Washington, D.C., and how that is influencing your discussions that you're having now.
Well, you've got to be able to understand the language of the street. And then you've got to be able to understand the language of the boardroom with the CEOs and the grantors and all of that stuff. So it takes a particular skill set. And D.C. prepared me for that. Growing up in the projects in Washington, D.C., no father, eight children, three of the brothers died in prison, walking the streets homeless, welfare, and to rise up out of all of that. To be the one that gets out of that condition is my story. And, it's hard for anybody to tell me, you don't know because I came from that life.
Are they listening?
I think they are. I think it resonates because we're having success. I've sat down with these gang leaders and talk to them. And I point blank ask them, what is it you want? Can you tell me what it is you want? We just want you to stop the shooting. We want to stop the women and the children from being innocent victims of the shootings. We want to call a truce. Can you tell me what you... And I have these gangsters and these gang leaders saying to us, what we see is not fair. We can't get money. We can't get jobs. We don't have access to capital. One of the leaders had a master's degree, sharp guy. He runs 300 men in his gang, and he's responsible for making sure that they get fed and they all the kinds of things that come with food, clothing, and shelter. Now, if a guy can do that on the street, what do you think a guy like that can do in terms of running a company or a business?
How do you balance then preventing a riot and silencing what some people would call a justified and necessary protest?
Well, it's a very delicate thing to do. And one of the things, if you've watched the accounts of the Baltimore mayor, the president now has gotten himself into a little bit of hot water by the terminology that people are using. See, he's a black man, but he's not a black man with these experiences. And you've got to give people an opportunity to protest, which they're going to do, and we invite that as long as you do it peacefully. They were doing it for a while in Baltimore, and things don't happen as quickly as we would like to see them happen. And then as a result of that, what you have is you have this thing brewing and people in the background creating and riling up the emotions of people who are standing by, who wanting something to happen. And they're on edge. They're on edge, and they're willing to, and they'll do the kinds of things that we saw Monday. But once cooler heads prevail, and you calm down the rhetoric, and you start speaking to the real issues, and you make people aware that we understand what's going on. We're trying to make sure we know who the players are in this community. We're trying to make sure that we know that the clergy is with us. The police and our community, the police know who the Cleveland Peacemakers Alliance are. They know what we do. And they are willing to let us do what we do because they know no one else in this community has the kind of credibility on the street that the Cleveland Peacemakers Alliance has.
Former NFL player Reggie Rucker, who now runs the Cleveland Peacemakers Alliance. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.